Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
The N3 southbound is at the peak of its awful powers. From the Buccleuch interchange all the way through Van Buren, as well as coming from the R24 and the N12, everything through Galilee's and southbound is a mess.
Unisa het vroeër vandag 'n media konferensie gehou oor sy gemors om kwessies wat die instelling teister jy weet, 'n bietjie lig daarop te werp. Die universiteit sê aantuigings dat studente kroek in toetse en eksamens is onder die soeklig. En dan, hoewel die inflasiesyfer gedaal het in maart, voorspel die Automobielassosiasie, beter bekend as die AA, nog 'n brandstofprysverhoging in mei. Dan na die buitenland, tydens Duitsland en Brittanje se besoek aan Israel vandag, het premier Benjamin Netanyahu opnuut gesê, Israel se oorlog met Hamas in Gaza is selfverdediging en dat Israel sy reg om homself te verdedig uitoefen. Die dodetal in die oorlog in Gaza staan op 33,899. Op plaaslike bodem, nuus van 'n daling in die inflasiesyfer is steeds groot nuus op die sakefront. Hier is Renier van Sail van Efficient Private Clients.
Die inflasiesyfer was hoër as wat sommige analiste verwag het, maar steeds oor die algemeen in lyn met die verwagting dat inflasie geleidelik nader aan die 4.5% middelpunt van die sentrale bank se teikenreeks van 3 tot 6% sou beweeg, soos wat ons jaareinde se kant toe staan.
Ja, dis groot nuus, maar nie al nuus nie.
As ons kyk na maatskappye, het die mynbou en materiaalmaatskappy Afrimat aangekondig dat hulle hoër inkomste vir die jaar geëindig Februarie verwag en ook dat dit met soveel as 25% sal styg. Nou Afrimat, wat onlangs die groen lig van die owerhede ontvang het om 100% van Lafarge SA en sy filiale te verkry, kry deur daardie transaksie toegang tot een van die beste bates in die Suid-Afrikaanse konstruksiebedryf.
$1 kos in die stadium R19.04, 'n euro R20.26 en 'n pond R23.71. Goud verhandel teen $2,386.39 per fyn ons en olie teen $89.14 per vat Brent. Ek's Marlene Forsier, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with cricket news. SA women against Sri Lanka women. This one happening at Potchefstroom. It is the third one-day international. South Africa women doing brilliantly, making 301 for 5 in the 50 overs. And, of course, it is the captain, the mainstay at the top of the order, Lara Volfart, making 184 not out of 147 deliveries. Definitely a player of the match performance already from the South African skipper. And the other match that's happening at the moment, well, this match does need a man of the match, the Gujarat Titans, with one of the worst performances so far in the IPL, 88 for 8 after 16 and a half overs. The only man who's trying to sort of hold his bat up is Rashid Khan. He's there on 31 on 23 deliveries, so there is still hope for them to get over that 100 run mark. And they need to have a fresh team playing in the EPCR Challenge in the semi-final in just over a fortnight, and of course that means there will be some changes to the Hollywood Bet Sharks team for their game against Glasgow on Friday night, and that's in the URC. Now, if the Sharks are going to put up a challenge in the Challenge Cup against Clermont over in London on the 4th of May, there needs to be management of the workload of several of their frontline players who've helped the team come back after a weak start to the season. And two-time World Cup winning captain Siya Kolisi was named as the, well, in the Time magazine list of the 100 most influential people of 2024. And in England hooker Amy Cocaine, well, she's been given a one-match ban that'll rule her out of Saturday's Six Nations Cup for the women with Ireland after she was sent off against Scotland. Cocaine saw red in Edinburgh last week, and that was after a second yellow card in the 54th minute of the game. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.